Texas Business Minds, a presentation of the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas. And by Independent Financial, banking for business, banking for life. In this episode, Dallas Business Journal Associate Editor Alexa Reed explores the explosive growth in Arlington with the city leader driving the effort.
Jency Thoppel is the Director of the Planning and Development Services Department for the City of Arlington. The department engages in long-range visionary planning that the City Council adopts, with Thoppel overseeing all current land developments, building permitting, and inspections. Thoppel was most recently honored at the Dallas Business Journal's 2023 Leaders in Diversity Awards for her diligent work to create a positive and diverse workplace. At the rate Arlington is growing in community and business development, Thoppel is here to discuss her role in these developments, how it affects the Arlington community, and what is to come for the City of Arlington. Hi, Jency.
Hi, Alexa.
So walk me through your career before joining the City of Arlington.
I've had the pleasure of working for the City of Arlington for just over 18 years. Prior to that, I worked with the City of Denton, Texas for almost 3 years. I have an undergraduate degree in architecture from India and a master's degree in community planning with urban design specialization from the University of Cincinnati, Ohio. While doing my master's program, I also worked as an intern with the City of Cincinnati for a year. And I think that's what set the stage for me to enter the public sector. And I feel very lucky that I've enjoyed every organization that I've worked for.
That's great. So you've kind of been in the public sector most of your career. What drew you to that specifically?
And I think, when I was in architecture, there was a subject that we worked on that was called town planning. And what drew me close to town planning at that time was I was not designing a building just in a vacuum. It was actually in context of something. And so that surrounding planning was very important for me to put a building in its place. And so that's what drew me actually into city planning. And then I was doing my master's program in Cincinnati, which is a wonderful, wonderful program, I would say. They brought in city planning, neighborhood planning, architecture all together. And that's where that urban design specialization came in. And I thought I can do so much in this field to help communities.
You work for the City of Arlington. We're seeing Arlington develop and grow at an exponential rate. What is your role specifically in the most recent community and business developments in Arlington?
These are definitely good times for Arlington, I would say, and it has been for the last couple of years. Arlington's official brand is the American Dream City. It reflects that Arlington is where many dreams start as aspirations that can turn into a reality and a better future. It's mostly that can-do spirit of our residents and businesses that make the long run. But I also think, I like to think at least, that my department and I play a small role in helping them get to the finish line. We have tried to keep our development process as easy as possible. And every day we are looking at ways to improve. We make ourselves available for pre-submittal meetings with our developers or business owners. Once they submit an application, our staff review times are much less than many other cities in the Metroplex. We understand that we are competing with other cities and we thank them for investing in our community. I believe there is no hurdle that can't be overcome. My doors are always open to my staff and my customers for discussion, and we mostly come out with great solutions or outcomes.
Arlington is dubbed the Entertainment District of North Texas. You have amusement parks, event spaces. I know the XFL just launched in Arlington. How is planning for big entertainment businesses, such as the one I listed, different from smaller community developments?
That's so true, Alexa. my staff and I feel very, very fortunate to be involved in such amazing projects such as AT&T Stadium, Globe Life Field, Texas Live, Lowe's Arlington Hotel and Convention Center, National Medal of Honor Museum, Esports Stadium, International Bowling Museum and Hall of Fame, and just to name a few, right? And you named a few more. These are very different projects in terms of the scale and architecture, and we are proud to be a part of it. Ultimately, though, for us, the goal is the same, making sure it's high quality and compliant with our codes that ensure public health, safety, and welfare. And for these large-scale developments to come to Arlington, the developers are also looking at the same criteria that the city is development-friendly and the development staff are helpful in getting them to the finish line. We typically have a staff point of contact assigned for larger projects, coordinating that project from start to finish. So that helps them a lot. For example, I think in 2015, I was the staff point contact for D.R. Horton's corporate headquarters moving to Arlington. Even today, if they have any issues, maybe not even planning related, they do not hesitate to call me. And that's how we like to keep our connections.
That's great to hear. Now, you mentioned inspections, kind of health codes when it comes to developing buildings, permits, things like that. What factors do you and your department consider when planning city developments?
Public health, safety, and welfare are the key elements for each development project. Additionally, the city has adopted the comprehensive plan that sets the vision for the entire city, right? As well as we have overlay districts such as downtown, entertainment district, Lamar Collins, Village on the Green, that all have its specific standards that set a slightly different character for that area. Now, it is our job to make sure that the new developments coming into those areas fit that vision that council has adopted. It beautifies our corridors, are compatible, and a good neighbor to our existing residential neighborhoods and business community. City Council also assigns my department to complete corridor strategies such as Division Street Corridor, South Cooper Corridor, with the most recent one being State Highway 360 South Corridor Strategy. After these plans are adopted, it is our job to make council aware if the new development proposals are aligned with that adopted vision for that area, especially when they are in front of council for a rezoning request. So those are kind of the things that we would do to make sure everything is aligned.
Now, your work directly affects the Arlington community. How do you maintain relationships with the community itself?
Relationships with the community, which is the residents, the businesses, the development community, definitely makes my job easier and worth the effort. In 2018, when I became the director for this department, I started a culture within the department called as ICARE. It stands for impression, connection, attitude, response, and exceptional. These are the same principles that Disney uses for their exceptional customer experience goals. I have an ICARE ambassador team in my department that comes up with activities and events in the department that promote this culture. I let every new hire know that people come to us not because they want to, but because they have to. They have to get a permit, they have to get a certificate of occupancy. So how can we make their experience to be exceptional? That's what I want my staff to work towards. We have an ongoing small business promotion program where we celebrate one minority or women-owned business during the last week of every month. Last year, our own Arlington-grown business, Canalis Furniture, saw this program as a great program to help other businesses grow and became our sponsor for our program. So knowing people in the community whom I trust, I can rely on for input, they provide honest feedback, whether it's constructive criticism, and at times when I am down, they provide me the right kind of encouragement and support to stand strong again, is something that I have worked for and I'm happy about. I've worked on neighborhood plans that helped get that neighborhood together in ways we have never imagined before. Whenever I've managed a project to develop design standards for a specific area, I've involved those stakeholders in the discussion. The most memorable one I can think of is early in the days when I joined Arlington, the Division Street Subcommittee that was formed in 2006. I was so pleasantly surprised that they showed up for my baby shower, and we were so well connected. Within the development community, I also hold quarterly meetings to receive their feedback on how we are doing and to find out if there's anything we could do to improve upon. Also, that's a good venue to provide updates and training on new and improved processes, which the development community definitely appreciates.
Now, you just mentioned how the city of Arlington adopted a small businesses program. Can you elaborate more on how that came into fruition and how important that is to your department itself?
Yeah, that's a very interesting story how that all began. So when we started the eye care culture in our department, we spent about 4 months on each principle to learn and understand what that principle is and kind of come up with what our non-negotiables would be to practice that principle in our day-to-day lives. So one of the principles is connection. And connection was the one that we struggled a little bit. Okay, we want to make this connection with our community. And we do that really well in our front line when customers come and visit us at our front desk. We greet them, we keep a conversation going. Next time they come, we're trying to remember their name and talk to them personally. When people come in meetings, we are, you know, most of the time in-person meetings, even if we now have some virtual meetings, we keep our cameras on. There's a connection that we build with them. But more than that, I wanted to do something to build connection with our businesses because they are kind of the, you know, base of everything in Arlington. They make up almost like 90% of our businesses. It's the small businesses. And so we wanted to do something special for that. And every time a small business comes to our shop and they're trying to set up their business or getting a certificate of occupancy, and we tell them, okay, these are the things that you will have to fill in. And they're like, what all do I have to do? And then we like take our time and kind of explain to them, it's not a big deal. Let's do it. You know, this is all you need to fill. And we'll help them through the process and make them feel comfortable. And same thing with my inspectors. I've heard so many good things from business owners on how my inspectors treat them in the field and that they just make things so much easier for them to understand as well. So we thought, okay, we'll do something for the small businesses. And we started this actually in 2018 itself and put it out there on social media. Hey, we want to help you be promoted. We are going to do our best. At that time, we had a lot of walk-in customers in City Hall. So we thought we'll start by promoting them in City Hall. But as the years went by, it was all about, it's not just City Hall. People need to know everywhere. So social media is the way to help them be promoted. So we now actually have an interview that is done with the business owner at their location. I also gift them that eye care book that I read because all of these businesses have customers. And I think that book is amazing. So I give them that book and we talk about their business and how they got to where they are. And that story is shared on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere from our city's Office of Communications. And now Canalis Furniture, who's our sponsor, they share it everywhere too. So I think the small businesses are loving what we are doing, and we are only able to do one a month. I really hope we could get to a point where we can do more.
Jency Thoppel joining us. Next, she explains how Arlington is handling its growing pains when Texas Business Minds continues.
At Texas Mutual, we know the importance of protecting your employees on the road. We create driving safety programs to help keep your people and your bottom line safe. Together, we can reduce driving accidents and drive Texas business forward. Business is safer, stronger, better with Texas Mutual.
At Independent Financial, we know you work hard for your business. That's why we work hard for you. Ready to get down to business? Let's talk at ifinancial.com/business. Independent Financial, banking for business, banking for life.
With all of the developments in progress in Arlington, sometimes that may come with negative reception. So how do you and your department combat those negative receptions within the Arlington community?
Yeah, that does happen. And it's a part and parcel of life and my career, I would say. So although Arlington has only 7% of vacant developable land, it is very important to note that we are under demolished, as one of our former mayors said. There's plenty of land available for redevelopment, and we encourage redevelopment that fits our current trends and the needs of our community today and for the future. So the council direction, we recently worked for almost a year on developing residential development or redevelopment standards. We received a lot of negative feedback from public during the town hall meetings. And that's okay. We understand where they're coming from. We asked them for that feedback. Arlington has a lot of established neighborhoods, and they don't think it's time for a change in those neighborhoods. But we're also here to educate our public. We want to let them know that there are other things that's changing, like our demographics is changing, and so are our needs. And how do we meet those needs? How do we make Arlington a place where they can continue to live as they grow older, where their children and their grandchildren would love to live, work, and play? This is a question that we will continue to work on until we find the right solution for Arlington and our residents are happy with that solution. Every city is going to have the same question that they will be working on, and the solutions might be different. So we're working on it. And even though we had a negative feedback for the first time, first go around, I think it's a continuing question that we will be working on.
Tell me more about the Healthy Arlington Initiative and how that came to be.
I'm very excited about this initiative. We were trying to find that one cause that both the city and our University of Texas at Arlington could be passionate about. There have been several surveys conducted in UTA to find out what is it that would keep our graduates from UTA in Arlington. So many of the characteristics provided in that feedback led to the fact that they wanted to live in a place that is active, safe, with easy access to jobs, housing, food, schools, has great public spaces. Everything that led to something we call in our planning terms, healthy communities or 10-minute walkable neighborhoods. So we were looking for a grant opportunity that can get both the city and the university to work on this common cause that we're both passionate about. So in August 2022, we worked with the university to apply for a U.S. Conference of Mayors grant on childhood obesity prevention or environmental health and sustainability. And happy to announce that we were successful in receiving second place with a grant funding of $50,000 to seed this project. And I will say this is just the seeding of the project. There's a lot more to be done. So we are aware of the economic, racial, and health disparities within Arlington. East and Central Arlington are our oldest parts of the city with the most racially diverse populations in Arlington, also with the highest poverty rates and correspondingly the highest rates for children in poverty and overall obesity rates of over 40%. So through this grant funding, the city and UTA will conduct walk audit to report on accessibility, conditions and shortfalls of our existing sidewalks in Arlington. The city will also create a fun webinar series as well as in-person meetups addressing healthy activities for children and families in Arlington in collaboration with local organizations such as Walk with the Dog, YMCA, the Arlington Schools, Mansfield Schools, Arlington Parks and Recreation Department. And as I said, this is just the beginning of the Healthy Arlington Initiative.
That sounds very exciting. As director, what worries you in terms of challenges or obstacles?
Yeah, our workforce is changing. Their demands are different. If they have the right attitude, I know I can train them in the way I'm thinking related to customer service and customer experience. But how do I retain them in my organization? When they are ready to jump ship the moment they find a better opportunity, what will make them feel like there's no better opportunity than being in my department? That's the challenge for me, and I would say many other organizations at this time. Retention is the new recruiting strategy. We've heard this over and over now in the recent times, and it is absolutely true.
Now, what advice would you give other executives in your position or similar to your position that you wish you had been given when starting out?
I think I've been very lucky in that aspect. My organization trained me to get to this executive position. And I think every organization should be always looking at that kind of training. I have worked my way up to become the director of this department. And I know very well where my staff comes from and their perspective, but because I've been in their shoes. Also, my boss was also my mentor who provided me a lot of insight on how things ran in the city. The city also has a very well thought of executive education program. Staff chosen to be a part of this program are the rising stars in the city. And they are provided an opportunity to be trained to become an executive. So I really thank City of Arlington to give me this opportunity to be where I am. And I could smoothly transition into this position.
Now, what is next for the City of Arlington? What is next for your department? Any of those specifics you would like to answer?
I think focusing on redevelopment is next for the City of Arlington. And for my department also, I think focusing on redevelopment to create a healthy Arlington is the focus for my department as well. Currently, Trademark Property Company is working on redevelopment plans for Lincoln Square. Lincoln Square is that iconic shopping center of the 80s and 90s that is on the southwest corner of I-30 and Collins Street. On the north side of I-30 is a large parcel that is city-owned vacant land looking for the right kind of development proposal, along with an opportunity to tie the north and the south sides with maybe a deck park spanning across I-30, creating just the right kind of public space, jobs, housing, food, entertainment, all of that would keep our university graduates in Arlington. Now, is this a dream? But then Arlington is known to turn dreams into reality, right? Arlington is the American dream city.
Thanks to Jency Thoppel for joining us. And thank you for downloading Texas Business Minds, presented by the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas. And by Independent Financial, banking for business, banking for life. Learn more at ifinancial.com.